Blog Talk Radio.
Bring it.
What?
On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
All right. Welcome once again to Block Talk Radio, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in here. Let me get my guy Will Smith out of here. Appreciate that intro, as always. And you are listening once again to Death of Diets. Welcome to Block Talk Radio and this here radio show. Hoping you're digging the title there. Heartbreaker, are you doing the Heartbreaker workout? Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that today. But before we get started, the old guest call-in number, if you'd like to give me a shout, 914-205-5494. And I'll repeat it again in the event that I actually remember it a little bit later on in the show if you got some questions. But, yeah, I was really hoping to do a show over the weekend. Actually, two. I wanted to do a couple of them. Wow, it was just really busy. It was actually really nice out, which was another part of the problem. And if you've heard any of the other shows, you know that my son is getting ready to do tryouts at the University of Alabama. So we leave Wednesday morning. We'll probably leave out of the house at like 3:30 in the morning to head up to Milwaukee and catch the airplane up there. And we'll go down there and spend, I think, 4 or 5 days down there. And my wife's got a friend down there that will get a chance to hang out with. I'll get to hear some stories from when she was in college. I'm looking forward to that. And just a great weekend. I mean, we actually hit something like 80 degrees, so it was outstanding. But I was getting ready. I was typing in all the info for the show, and my in-laws showed up. And not that I have any problem with that. It's just I went, well, that's the end of that. And they stuck around for a while, and I went to bed at like 9:30. But really wanted to get on and chat with you guys again. But I get to do it tonight. In fact, my wife and the youngest one, are already over at the ball field. He's got a game coming up in just about 15 minutes or so. And first year of kid pitch. So pray for me, will you? Just help me out. And but seriously, the idea for this show, you know, Heartbreaker and all of that type of thing, it was just kind of random, kind of popped in my head. But it's really about something that promises a lot and delivers very little or nothing, or perhaps even the opposite. You are poorer, worse off, and you feel worse as a result of doing said workout. And so I like hitting this stuff more from a little bit different angle, because anybody could come on. Well, a lot of people could come on and say, well, hey, do you really know how to squat? Do you really know how to bench? Did you know that bench causes the most shoulder injuries of anyone? And those are the folks that go and see the orthopedic surgeon for shoulder issues more than anyone, even more than athletes like, you know, ball players that, you know, pitchers at the professional level. If you notice pitchers at the professional level, they usually go for their elbow more than their shoulder. But regardless, one of the things that I really wanted to come at was, and I really looked at that unrealistic expectation of a workout and the whole perspective thing. And are you really sure that the workout that you're doing is going to give you the results that you want? And then that's what really got me to thinking about the whole Heartbreaker thing, because too often we have really good reasons to start the workout, but we have no idea how to get what we're looking to get. And so a day, a week, a month into that workout, the workout is no more. And so rather than having an ugly breakup, I want to see if I can't maybe take a couple of steps back from where you're actually doing the workout and reconsider a couple of different factors that might be very helpful in the process of actually continuing the workout so that you receive the benefits from it and you get to hold on to that workout for a long time. Now, workouts change. Totally acceptable. In fact, I would highly recommend variety in your workout, but for reasons different than like muscle confusion or whatever the particular things are out there. The vastly underestimated portion of your workout is your brain. And your brain is primarily responsible in getting you to said workout. And, you know, one of the things, I was working out with my son sometime last week, and we were, you know, it was a long day. I had worked hard. He had had a lot of stuff going on in school. And so we get there, and we start the workout, and we're kind of hitting the wall. And so I said, I'll tell you what, go grab the protein drinks, which we kind of keep for in case of emergency or if we can't go home right away after the workout, so we can have something to bridge the gap. That's typically what we use it for. We don't use it for a meal replacement or any of those types of things. It's primarily there if we think we're going to need a nutrition boost or if we think maybe we're going to hit a wall. And that's why I had it there. And then I said, hey, let's go drink the protein drinks. And he said, well, we're not done with the workout yet, are we? Said, no, you'll see. And so we did it just a few minutes later because the when you're looking at whey protein isolate, which is what we take, it gets into the system very quickly. And so it can give you a measure of energy for a period of time. It's not like carbohydrates, and it doesn't do what carbohydrates do, but it's a good substitute for a little bit, and it'll give you the ability to concentrate, and it'll up your energy level enough to where you can complete the workout. And it'll do it in a healthy way as opposed to having to take a stimulant of some kind, because those pre-workout drinks, man, they're nothing but caffeine and sugar. And so since we're also trying to be healthy at the same time, we stay away from that stuff, and we tend more to get our energy from the food that we eat. And so we did that, and the rest of the workout went great, and we went home and ate and did the normal things that we do there for post-workout. But when you were thinking, man, I really need to work out, you know, I really need to start, when that's where you were, and you started thinking about, you know, I got to get in that dress, or I got to get in that swimsuit, or I got to be seen with my shirt off, or whatever the case was, I got to fit in that suit. Whatever the reason was that brought you to this place. One of the things that is, I seldom, if ever, and I don't know, in fact, I the conversations that I've had with guys at the gym recently is, do you like what you're doing? And I did a little bit of a show on that one at one point too, just, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And it wasn't so much that they even cared about whether they liked it. It's that what they were doing it for, the reason they were doing it, was such a motivator that they were willing to do things they didn't like in order to get results they wanted to have. And so I asked them, I said, are you getting the results? And they said, well, man, on Saturday, I get up, I'm just so tired, and there's times where I'm just dragging myself into the gym. And so you might remember I said, go home. Take an extra day of rest. But see, here's the thing. When we're thinking about this stuff, I mean, we can get so serious, we can get so focused on the outcome that we don't really focus on the journey, on getting there, as if somehow we're going to be so ecstatic, so happy. And, you know, you may get there and just go, this is the most amazing thing ever. I wanted to lose 50 pounds and I did. Or, you know, I never thought I'd fit into this dress again or these jeans again. Wow, I wore this back in high school. And that's really motivating. That's outstanding. But now what? And maybe you extend that by going and getting another wardrobe. You go and get some new suits. Or maybe you go to the tailor and you have him hand make you a suit. And now what? See, the thing, here's the thing. There's a couple of aspects of getting to the place where you're working out that would be beneficial in anything that you were doing. And so what I want you to do now, if you're thinking about your workout, now there may be parts of it you like, parts of it you don't like. You may love bench press, but you hate squat. And so what I would say is, number one, why do you hate that stuff or why do you like that stuff? And number two, why not change something? You know, we can break up with part of it in order to bring in something better. But the bottom line is this, guys. Do you want to dread your time in the gym? Do you want to dread those weeks and months that it takes to get that goal? Or is there a way that we can actually enjoy that process? And that, to me, is deep. I don't know why we don't think of that. We get so single about, we're going to do this, we're going to knock this out, and then we're going to be, and it's always future. It's like it's illegal if we enjoy it. And you know what? We look at work the same way. You get up, you go to work, you do the stuff you got to do. The boss, you know, he's telling you to do dumb stuff or he's not following up or whatever the case is. For those of you that do jobs that you're not happy with or you're considering a career change, there's reasons for all that stuff. But the bottom line is, if you have never looked at the journey on your way to the goal as something that can be highly fulfilling, then what are the odds that once you attain the goal, you're going to be fulfilled? See, there's a difference between movement and accomplishment. You know, the old adage, you got an entire team out in the rainforest with machetes. And one guy puts a ladder up against a tree and goes way up to the top of the tree. And he yells down to one of the managers. He says, "Hey, stop. We're going the wrong way." And he yells back up, "Shut up. We're making good progress." Well, the thing is, we got this thing that we're willing to do, but we don't enjoy it. It doesn't fulfill us really by any stretch of the imagination, but yet somehow the results are supposed to. Why couldn't we be happy with our time doing the workout? Not just knowing that at some point in time in the future, it's going to do us some good, but right now it's doing us good. Right now what I'm doing, it's not hurting me. It's not making me worse. It's actually making me better. It's actually making me stronger. And then what if, for those of you that can do it in the morning, and it, really, I can't wait to get to a place where I can do this first thing in the morning. I can, if it's one thing I know how to do now with the job that I have now, it's get out of bed. I mean, my alarm went off at 2:40 a.m. this morning, and I rolled out of bed. And almost every morning, I mean, that's a normal, I might have laid there for 5 seconds, 10 seconds. I think I was waiting to see if I was going to hear any more thunder. And, because I was going to have to be outside for a while, and I wasn't looking forward to that. But typically in a given morning, my alarm clock goes off, and I just roll out of bed, and I go in, and I get dressed, and I don't leave myself a lot of time when I have to get up that early, so that's part of it. But could you imagine just waking up and starting to do something immediately that you knew was beneficial and that you knew you could like and that it didn't have to be murder? Did you know that you can get there step by step by step, as opposed to taking jumps and leaps? I'm going to go in and I'm going to squat 315 for 15. And you haven't done that in 15 years? I mean, there really is a way that you and I, we can think about this a little bit, and we can come to some understanding that we can enjoy this process and make it part of something that's going to be more fulfilling. And so why are you really working out? What are you really hoping to accomplish? What does this really mean to you? And then just simply get very specific with it. What do you want to accomplish? Like, put a number to it. Whether you're trying to lift a certain amount of weight or lose a certain amount of weight. And over what time frame? And we're not saying that you have to do this by this time or else. There may already be a time frame. You know, summer's coming. That first trip to the beach is coming. That, you know, wedding is coming. You know, that, what's the thing I was thinking of? I'm coming up, I'm 24 years out of high school. And so at some point in time, I'll be getting information on the 25th year. And, you know, everybody goes back for the 25th year. Well, what if that 25th year was, say, June? Well, here we are at the beginning of May. Might be a little late in thinking about it. What if it's the end of August? Then I got 6, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks. Is that enough time? You can do a lot of work. You can do a lot of damage to some out-of-shapeness in 12 weeks. Absolutely. But do we have to be all stressed out about it? Do we have to be thinking what happens if we don't actually accomplish that and we envision in our mind the dread of walking in and seeing our buddies, and we're 50 pounds, 100 pounds heavier than when they saw us the last time? You know, we don't have to, but we can enjoy it. We can actually be happier only having lost the 25 pounds, but enjoying the process, than we would be if we somehow white-knuckled it through and managed to actually hit the goal, but we were freaking out and hoping that we could just get through that process of getting there and seeing everybody and, hey, how are you, and all that kind of stuff, and then leaving and going to pig out. I mean, we could actually get to the place where we started to enjoy things that made us healthier. And we could take the pressure off of ourselves and say, hey, you know what? We'll get there when we get there. And we could say, you know what? This is making me, I'm actually changing this. And you know what? Here is such an awesome thing to learn. Here, and you can actually say, and this is a great way to put it for a person who is, that you are talking to, you know, because after you lose the weight, you're going to talk to other people and you're going to tell them they can do it too. You can do this. And you're going to look at them and say, you know what? You know what? I really had to learn a lesson, but I can apply, I've applied it to a lot of different things. What I had to learn was I had to forego the thing that I wanted immediately for the thing that I wanted long term. For the thing that I wanted right now, for the thing that I wanted a month from now, or 2 months from now, or for the rest of my life. I had to put off the short term, or what they call the immediate, to get that which was important. You know that difference between urgent and important? I really want this right now. I really want the brownie. It's a beautiful day. I haven't had ice cream in a long time. Let's take the family and go get some ice cream. And nothing wrong with that. But where are you at? Is it worth it right now? Can it wait a couple weeks? Sure it can. For you to build the momentum to be in 2 weeks 10 pounds, 12 pounds lighter, you may just say, you know what, forget it. I don't need ice cream to enjoy this day. You know what? Let's go for a walk. You know what? Let's go for a bike ride. Let's go hit that bike path we've been wanting to hit for a long time. Let's just grab the bikes, throw it on the back of the car there, and let's run on over there, and let's just do that. And then afterwards, if you go and eat someplace, you throw down a salad with whatever on it as opposed to a burger and fries. And you go, you know what? This is life. This is living. I don't need that stuff to enjoy my life. I still like ice cream. I had some over the weekend. Went to a 40th birthday party, and I had some cake and ice cream. And it wasn't a little either. I had quite a bit. And you go, you know what? I get up, and I go right back to my normal stuff. It's awesome when it doesn't control you. It's awesome. And this is another thing. This is so important. A lot of the frustration with whether it's diet or finances or work or whatever, a lot of the frustration is we can see what we need to do, but we can't bring ourselves to do it. And so we can't get over the immediate to deal with the important. We can't save now to have something later. We can't put off a purchase now. We can't put off a meal now. We can't put off going out to eat now to keep that money in the bank and have a little bit more money left at the end of our month instead of a little more month at the end of our money. But to have that ability and to use diet and exercise to practice it, where you and I, when we sit down and we talk, we don't just say, yeah, I found this really great recipe. But we sit down and we say, hey, you know what? I was really struggling with that today, and I said no. You know why? Because I could. Because I can. I know how. I know how to put off what I want right now to get this thing that ultimately is going to be far more satisfying, far more fulfilling, and it won't bring frustration. It'll bring happiness. Because I saw something that needed to be done, and I just did it. And then that moves into other things, cleaning the house or organizing things. I spent a good hour and a half, 2 hours organizing things. And I got to spend some more time. There's a thing for the school coming up, like a rummage sale for a fundraiser. It's a big thing that the school does every year near the end of the school year. And there's a bunch of things in the closet I've been thinking about. Yeah, you know what? It'd be nice to have that room. And I really haven't worn these things in quite a while. And it has nothing to do with fit. It has to do with quality. Because I found some shirts and some suit pants that I can get for pretty close to the same money, but way higher quality. So, you know, it's like the difference between, and I think essentially it's the difference between like Kohl's or JCPenney's or wherever I got it. Pretty good shirts, but, you know, just a cheap cotton. And going to like Joseph A. Bank when they have a sale on those $70 shirts or $100 shirts, and they're like 3 for $50 or something, or buy one and get 17 free, however that works. And so I thought, let's start getting some stuff out. And I just got rid of a whole bunch of stuff. I've got some piles here I still have to go through. But it feels so good to just look at it and go, you know what? I'm taking that out. I'm knocking that stupid thing out. I don't have anything else better to do. What am I going to do, sit in front of the TV? I woke up at 5 a.m. My dog's barking to go out, and I don't know why, but I was the only one that heard him and got up. So I'm up at 5 a.m. on Saturday morning, couldn't get back to sleep. And so I'm up. What am I going to do? I watched a little bit of SportsCenter, you know, something about the fight and whatnot. I think that must have been Sunday morning, something like that. And so I'm just running through, knocking stuff out. And I got more to do. And then when I finish, it's time to repaint the bedroom. I got some walls, some colors I don't like. But you just sit down, you go, doing it. Forget it. I know what color it is. If I need to get a gallon, I'll get a gallon. If I need to get a roller skin, I'll get a roller skin. I'm just going to do it. Forget it. I don't need to make a bunch of excuses. I don't have to have a plan. I don't need a day planner. See, the thing is, I don't want you to have the workout in your life because you think somebody else would think it's important, or because you think the way you look isn't the way everybody else would like you to look. I want you to sit down and think about what's important to you. And how do you know that? Because it brings a level of fulfillment. It brings happiness. See, if you're doing stuff that other people want you to do, who cares? That's not motivating. There's nothing that makes you happy, nothing that drives you and gets you out of bed in the morning and go and do it. And so, in fact, I got to stop myself because I just remembered. The call in line, if you have something that you need help with, if you got a question, whatever the case is, 914-205-5494. Give me a buzz. We got about 8 minutes left if I go that long. But we have to be able to take control if we're going to have some satisfaction. We got to be able, in ourselves, I don't care what anybody else's opinion is, but when you say you're going to do it, you already know how to do it. Boom, and it just gets done. And one of the main things that we do is we put off the immediate to get the important. Because seldom is that thing that's really important to you something that's going to be gotten immediately. It's going to take some time. But see, and hold the phone. Hold on. Because what we have to consider is, if it's important, and we know it's important because it's going to bring us a level of fulfillment, it's going to make us happy, we're actually going to be proud of ourselves. If nobody else is, I'm going to be proud of me, because instead of looking at that pile of crap, I actually did something about it. Instead of looking at those rolls in the mirror, I actually did something about it. Instead of looking at those piles of bills that needed to be paid and filed and whatever, I'm going to do it. And that is going to create momentum for you to do something other than a to-do list. Get rid of that thing. See, there's no purpose in it. There's no fulfillment in it. There's no happiness in it. Even when you get it all done. I've never had a to-do list. I don't let people make them. You know, sometimes my wife will see something and she'll go, that really needs to get done. I said, so do it. No, and the point isn't we're going to now have a fight or a discussion about who's going to do it or who's supposed to do it or whose turn it is. The point is, don't let that thing beat you. It's not even a big task. We could spend 10 minutes figuring out who's going to do it, or you could just look at it and go, I'm going to clean that out. You know, now, admittedly, sometimes, you know, if you're doing that thorough cleaning in the house, you're going to need some hours. So you may not be able to get home at 5:30, cook dinner, clean up after dinner, you know, eat dinner, clean up after dinner, and then get the kids ready and all that kind of stuff, and then start tearing the house apart. That's not real smart. That will bring some frustration. You talk about heartbreaker. That is not going to be a return on investment that you're looking for. Because you're going to be up till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and you're going to be dragging into work the next day, and you're going to be miserable. Say, I should have waited till Saturday to do that. No kidding. Because if you're anything like me, when you hit that big task, you got some time, and you start tackling that big task, you just can't stop. You have to go. Somebody goes, we really need to do this. No, we don't. You want to do that, jump in here and help. And if they don't jump in and help, guess what? It's not that important. If they do, then bring the kids over too, and let's all knock this thing out. I want all this out. I want all this at the curb. I want all that downstairs. I want all this clean. I want to rip that out. Man, wow, what's the matter with you? I'm not letting this thing beat me. I'm making a plan. You know, I might have to have some knowledge. I might have to have some understanding, some principles. But I'm not letting this, I'm not letting weight beat me. I'm not letting laziness beat me. I'm not letting attitudes beat me. I'm not letting finances beat me. I'm not letting the mess on the table beat me. It's not going to stand there and mock me and say, you just don't have the discipline to do it. And it's not about discipline. It's about fulfillment. It's about when you let something beat you that never should. You ever watch your favorite team on TV? You know, I was watching the Bulls, and it took them 6 games to beat the Milwaukee Bucks. And their best player is hurt. And their best player was a rookie. And they stunk. And so for 2 games, they lollygag. And, you just turn the stupid game off. You're like, they're not winning this game. They're not even serious. Who wants to watch this garbage? And then the last game, we're watching something else, and we pull it up on the app on the phone, the ESPN app, and we look at the phone and we go, and you look at the score and you're like, are they up 30, 32 points? Are they up 40 points? Turn the game on. They're up 50 points. Where the heck has this been? They had no business playing with the Bulls. Had no business. And yet they were. They beat them twice, once at home in a closeout game. That's not supposed to happen. Then they got to go play Cleveland. Now we got problems. And so now nobody knows what to do because you never know what's going to show up. See, you and I don't want to be like that Chicago Bulls team. All the talent, all the capability in the world, but you just never know which one's going to show up. The one that goes gangbusters or the one that just wants to sit around and hope the game comes to them. See, we can't be those that are influenced by that situation. You ever seen those teams that play down to their competition? They can be, you know, it could be Miami when LeBron was on the Miami Heat. And every now and then they would go get beat by the Wizards, who at that time were awful. This year they're really good. Or Toronto. Or the like a team like the Clippers from the 90s and the earlier part of this, the 2000s. Just brutal teams. And you're in a playoff push and you got to win a couple of games. And you got the Toronto Raptors and you got the L.A. Clippers from back when they were just, they were winning like 20 games a year. They weren't even winning 25 because their winning percentage was like 0.245. And you go in, you lose two of them. You lose both of them. See, we don't want to be those. We don't want to be that person that is moved by that moment. We want to be the one that's prepared to bring our A game to that thing, especially if the A game is required. Like when the Miami Heat are playing the San Antonio Spurs and getting beat out. They should have won either of those last 2 games when they got beat. They could have won either one of them, and they didn't. They choked. We don't want to be that. We don't want to be influenced like that. We want to look at these challenges and knock them out. Not mess around, not let them back in. That's not us. That's not how we roll. And so I wanted to bring this from a little different perspective. But look at what you're doing. It's important. It's important to you or else you wouldn't be thinking about it. You're able to do it and you see it all around. And that's the frustrating part. Lots of other people have done it, but you can't. We got to be folks that we can do it and we will do it. Because it's important. It brings fulfillment. It brings more fulfillment than a candy bar. It brings more fulfillment than an ice cream cone or whatever that's holding you back. Just refuse to be the person that's going to be influenced so horribly by something that, yeah, it's not the end of the world if you pick it up and eat it, but it's not really what you want. You're going to sacrifice that short-term thing for what you really want. And so that heartbreaker workout, are the expectations unrealistic? Maybe. But maybe you're not expecting enough from yourself. Because it's there. It's just waiting to get tapped. But hey, you know what? My time is up. I got a couple of things to do tonight, and I like Will Smith, and I like to listen to the song anyway. But thanks so much for listening. I will be back again in the next day or two because I have a lot of fun doing this. But thanks so much for listening, and check me out at deathofdiets.com. Talk to you later. Bring it. Woo!
on your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know, I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eyes. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing a kid. Wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Take a cigar right from Cuba Cuba. I just bite it, just for the look, I don't light it. Still way to AMA on the hand, stay on play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.